Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Come on.
Oh yeah, undivided. Oh yeah.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Undivided. All right. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. So we're on the phones. Pat, you don't think that's going to happen?
Well, it says that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places. But that's not the end.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Matthew 24. Uh-huh.
Well, aren't we, isn't that what's going on now? And does routinely every once in a while. And Reagan had the idea that, was the former president that said to walk softly and carry a big stick. Well, what's a big stick? It means we got the ability to beat you. You want to start a war? Okay, Iran, start a war. It'll be a few. They're just hoping the whole world will join them.
So Shia Muslims are the problem. Shia Muslims are the reasons that Americans can't get along. Shia Muslims in Iran.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they.
Well, you're jumping around. The same guy who said in Matthew 24 what you just mentioned also is quoted in John 13, John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
All right,
that
so
you also
love
one another. By
okay,
this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Do you want to let your dog do anything he wants to as a little dog? Or do you want your kids to do anything? No, there's something called tough love. You have to discipline them. And a lot of times the word judgment is discipline. Whom the Lord loves, he chastises.
Right, scourges, disciplines. But if you train a child up in the way he should go, when he is older, he will not depart from it, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of training going on, which is also discipline. Discipline, by definition, is the training of the mental, moral, and physical attributes of the person.
That's love. Isn't that love?
That's discipline is synonymous with love, yes, in the biblical context.
That guy that you touted, I played a clip about how Martin Luther King was, they wanted him to form a third party and be president and Benjamin Spock be vice president. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
William Pepper.
Benjamin Spock. He did a lot about. He was good and disciplined in children. You know, everybody said Spock says. You know, I got to raise my kids like Spock says. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, Spock's running for president himself under the People's Party, Communist.
Yeah.
Do you really think communism is good?
No, I don't think communism is good, and I would not. I'm not. I wouldn't condone Dr. Spock's work.
Okay, that's what that guy did. I said that.
Well, William Pepper was talking about the fact of history that, you know, they were a potential presidential ticket, so.
Okay, but I don't even want to get into it. I mean, that'll go on forever, and it's like the flat earth. Do you remember a scripture where God said, I sit on the ring of the earth and men are as grass that withers?
No, I don't.
Well, I didn't find it a few minutes ago, but it's there. So I don't think the flat earth have a ring. So, I mean, there's...
I don't know what that has to do with the subject matter of the last few days broadcast on this broadcast, but...
Well, it's no need to talk about peace on earth until... I mean, I know that Emmanuel, that's the name of Jesus, came to bring peace on earth. But it also says that he will bring a sword and that when he comes, and there'll be brother and sister against each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, which way?
That was Matthew 10, I believe.
We have to see. This is the thing. I believe the blessed hope is not the rapture. Matthew 24. I don't think it's going to... the blessed hope is the millennium. A thousand years of peace. But it's not to say that the wicked are not still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it talks about... I don't know where it is right this second, but God has had his hands open to them even in the millennium. They just won't be in charge. You know, like the wicked right now, Fauci and all those people, they won't be in charge. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I got to hold it. But right now, a little kid, he don't have a real fear of God. But, you know, Dobson used to, he's a big family man. You know, he explained it this way. The little kid wants to play in the street. He goes out and he gets to the street and his mama yells at him and she has to go get him and she has to go get him. And finally she's tired of getting him and she gives him a good whack on the bottom. And the next time he tries to go out on the street, he remembers the whack and he feels his bottom and he don't go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good explanation, I think, for raising kids and God would be doing the same thing where... He has patience with baby Christians. They get by with all kinds of stuff I could never get by with. Mm-hmm. I even warn them sometimes about a lot of things. And the devil comes right on the scene too, man. He comes right on the scene. He's going to take his kingdom on earth. he thinks. I almost didn't call you today because I spilled some sticky on the cell phone. But I decided I would do it, even if you had all these callers lined up all of a sudden and they're going to refute everything I'm saying. But, you know, it's good. There's no need to just keep arguing about something like MLK or, I mean, whether or not Russia's on our side or whether or not China and Russia are combining to come against us. Of course they are. You know, and, oh, well, I guess I am rambling. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you didn't understand. I always apologize because I can't explain myself. So I'll let all the others come on and tell you what, how to calculate the cabins, as they say, or whatever.
All right.
Here.
Thanks, Pat. Much appreciated, as always. Lots to process there. You know, the thoughts about the wicked, biblical thoughts about the wicked, the Bible has a lot to say about that. And I don't know, maybe that's worth coming back to at some point. Anyway, for now, back to the phones. Kathleen in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. I really appreciate you. And I really like that quote, all of your quotes. There, it's wonderful. But the one from John's Gospel, that the evil one comes to lie, steal, and destroy. And I'm sorry I mangled that.
Steal, kill, and destroy. John 10,
kill,
10.
Yes,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Steal, kill, and destroy. And I called actually specifically because when you were mentioning the Kennedys and everything, I heard on, you know, the Coast to Coast show that's, mm-hmm. I never listen to it if it's about aliens, but but they, the guy had Robert Kennedy Jr. on, mm-hmm. and it was very good, his new book called... the real Dr. Fauci. What's his name?
Fauci.
Dr. Fauci. Dr. Mm-hmm. Fauci. So anyway, that's his new book. But in that interview, which was like an hour long, he spoke about his father, and that he believed that the FBI had killed his father, that the kill shot was behind his left ear, and mm-hmm. that none of the bullets from Sirhan, the scapegoat, had hit him. Mm-hmm. And so he completely he felt that that the scapegoat should have been paroled, and he was completely for it. So I thought mm-hmm. that was beautiful to see. You know, the truth, you know, it's so beautiful when people mm-hmm. can tell the truth and it's not hampered by politics or whatever. But anyway, I really do appreciate you and your wonderful callers and your incredible patience. And, of course, Julie, wonderful Julie. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, but please keep doing exactly what you're doing. It's just such a beautiful combination of the whole political thing and the Bible. It's just beautiful. So thank you very much for what you do.
You're welcome, and thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate your call and your sentiments. Multitasking. Yeah, it, you know, so it's, again, it's, I mean, it's interesting if we're looking at these things. Uh, I think this should have us asking more questions and probably, you know, again, so if Bobby Kennedy Jr. believes that the FBI was involved in the assassination of his father, and clearly this is a pattern, you know, that has never gone away. Now we have not just COINTELPRO, but, you know, Gladio, Gladio B, Gladio C, et cetera, that kind of thing. Gladio B, C, you know, B would be, I think, generally construed as the radical Islamic blah, 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 domestic nonsense. And then C would be kind of the PatCon type thing. That flavor, generally speaking, sheep dipping probably comes into view there, if not in other places. And so, you know, you have to ask yourself, why are there elements of the intelligence agencies that are so bent on this kind of thing? And then there's other stuff, you know, I mean, the history, you dig back through the history, and I mean, I haven't really gotten into this too much, but, you know, you go back into the history of the early 20th century propaganda films, not only from the government, but, you know, from Hollywood, that a lot of that gangster stuff, thematic element, was a way to create some kind of justifiable pretext of arming federal agents, because they weren't prior to that. And we've just gravitated more and more in that direction. You know, there are many of us who remember the early days of the post 9/11 era, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008, around there, 9, 10, when Homeland Security and other federal agencies were buying up ammunition. You know, the private sector was saying, why can't we? That was when we started seeing shortages in ammo, and we were all sort of wondering what the heck is going on. Why are these federal agencies? And then you hear it's not just DHS, it's not just BATF, it's the Forest Service and, I don't know, Fish and Game and these kinds of agencies that historically are certainly not armed to the teeth. So you have to ask yourself, you know, what's going on here? And what is the pretext, you know, for what is this being used to justify? And I think it's pretty simple, you know. And again, I think it all goes back to the fact that historically government is essentially a euphemism for someone's special interest, but that's a different discussion. So back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
I've got to echo Kathleen's comments. 100% right on. I appreciate your patience. I love Pat. I think Pat is maybe struggling, and I hope she finds her answers. I won't even approach what she did. What I will say is this, you know, I've lived long enough that I remember when Martin Luther King was killed. I remember when Malcolm X was killed, although I was only 7 or 8 years old, I think, in 64, but I remember it. And then in about 1980, when I was starting college, I actually took the time to listen to Martin Luther King, some of his sermons. One of the only preachers on that Memphis balcony, in fact, the only one I can recall that I've ever really heard preach, you know, Jesse Jackson and the other, Al, what's his name? Minister Sharpton. Al. And
Sharpton.
From give us to Martin Luther King Jr. And he's either a very astute, capable, false teacher, false preacher, or the man's for real. While I was in school, I actually read a book of his work.
We're headed into a break, sorry. We'll be right back. Be right back.
Lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So this is sort of, I don't know, messy subject matter that I've been talking about the last couple of days, but it is what it is. And so,
well, if we will take the time, Chris, rather than listen to and believe things that we've been told,
yeah,
by people of every bent that we know have been lying to us for their own gain for our entire lives, if we'll just take the time to listen to Malcolm X, the man may have been at one time, you know, it was by any means necessary, he was a radical, but he took a trip to Mecca and he came back a different man. I'm not saying that he was the best man in the world, but Mecca was a turning point.
I agree.
And if you will read and you will listen to Martin Luther King and you'll listen to his sermons, biblically they're sound. If you will read what his writings, in particular the letter from the Birmingham jail, and I'm not trying to put him up on a pedestal, but he went through so much of what other Christian apostles have gone through, imprisoned for trying to bring about peace.
And
we
have talked about that and that subject matter specifically. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, and I think that's what this whole point is about. It's time that if we really want the truth, we can't get it from Sean Hannity or any of the networks or any piece of paper that calls itself news. It's all propaganda. It always has been the ability to manipulate people's emotions. Because it's too much work to actually draw your own conclusions, and Pat is a smart woman, but I'm and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm hearing her say things that I would hear my mother say when I was a young child in Detroit. I was in a multiracial neighborhood, auto industry, Portuguese, Spanish, Filipino, Italian, German, you name it. Including Lebanese and Iranian and Syrian. But the one race that was not allowed to come into my house because of my mother were my black friends. Eventually, she had a change of heart and she realized what was going on. It's for people to come together, that old adage, united we stand, divided we fall, is very true. If we could come together and just do what the Bible tells us to do, love one another. And I'm not being some kind of eye-in-the-sky, utopian, love overcomes all kind of guy. I'm not. But if we will quit listening to the devil whispering in our ears, and we will let God be God and listen to his word and apply it to our lives, we wouldn't be in this condition. The devil would have done lost. But it's too much work. To think for yourself, it's so much easier to turn on Channel 2 and have someone tell you what's going on overseas. I'm in the industry I'm in, Chris. I've met thousands of Muslims. I've never met a mean one. I've never met one that wasn't open, and I always approach them. Hey, tell me about Islam. I want to know about Islam. Yeah. And they'll tell me about Islam, and I'll say, can I tell you about Christianity? So we exchange ideas, and I'm able to witness to a Muslim because I'm approaching them not as an enemy. They're not our enemy. They're only our enemy if we allow the people that are telling us they are to convince us that they are. They want nothing more than you or I want. They want to get along. They want to live in peace, and they want to be left alone. But they're listening to a lying media as well. So who's behind it all? The one that you said is going about seeking whom he may destroy like a ravening wolf.
Yeah.
And if we'll listen to him, we're going to be in, it's going to get worse.
We'll all be at each other's throats.
I think that's right. And unfortunately, I almost think it's on the point. It's beyond mankind trying to turn around. It's going to take the Savior. And I'll listen to your comments.
All right. Thanks, John. Stick around, folks. We'll
Don't hang up because I want to hear you.
Yeah, okay.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So my thoughts on all of it real quick, so to speak, you know, generally speaking. In the red letters, it says, let's see, Matthew 5:44, for example, Luke 6:27, etc. So Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. This is the Beatitudes. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you or spitefully use you. Why? So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends his rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Which is not to be naive and say, you know, like John was saying, I don't have a Pollyanna view of things. You know, a little further on in the book, 2 Timothy 3, you know, there is this, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. These must be the difficult times of the last days, because this laundry list we seem to be experiencing increasingly day by day. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Why? For men will be lovers of self. We've been encouraged to be completely self-absorbed in this society for generations now. After all, it's the American way, right? I'm being only barely facetious. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents. Speaking of Dr. Spock, you know, we're not supposed to spank kids anymore. We're just supposed to, you know, we're supposed to treat them like they're some kind of sociological experiment, like they're some kind of, Yale experiment or something, some kind of cybernetic experiment. If we, you know, operant conditioning, basically. If we give Johnny the good stimulus and we withhold, you know, whatever, then things will turn out fine. The Bible has a different message. I agree with the Bible. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful. My grandparents used to send the grandkids stuff every Christmas and birthday, etc. And even back in those days, kids were becoming less and less grateful. We were becoming ungrateful. And I remember a time when my grandparents stopped doing that because it was unrequited, shall we say. And as grandchildren, we should have paid closer attention to that message. Continuing the list, for men will be what? Unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. And Paul concludes, avoid such men as these. So, realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. These kind of, this lack of character creates difficult times. A viciousness and licentiousness, immorality, selfishness, etc. sort of goes along with it. So it's difficult to maintain your own self-control apart from just basically, you know, being hid with Christ and God, so to speak. And I don't remember exactly where it was that Nancy Missler mentioned it, but in the book, her book, the little book from the King's Highway, what is it, Way of Agape, I think, her little book titled Why Should I Be the First to Change, I think, she mentioned that even, you know, the Bible talks about crucifying the flesh, dying to the flesh, etc., you know, being identified with Christ in death and raised in newness of life with him. But Nancy Missler's point, I think, her observation that even when you crucify the flesh, it doesn't get easier. It's not like you build the habit and it gets easier day by day. The flesh is always there waiting to rear its ugly head, so to speak, which, you know, you could sort of identify with what Paul writes in Romans 7, that which I would, I do not, that which I do, I would not. It never gets easier, is basically what Nancy Missler was saying, if I understand what she wrote correctly. And so to sort of sum all of this up, you know, Jesus says we should love our enemies. You've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you is kind of the general idea. And again, if you go to 1 Corinthians 13 and you really investigate verses 4 through 8, what does it mean to be patient, to be kind, not jealous? This is the opposite of what Paul is writing to Timothy about, 2 Timothy 3. Not does not brag, is not arrogant. And then verse 5, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. That's, you know, that's God's character. Not taking, you know, vengeance into our own hands. It's as this laundry list that Paul writes to Timothy about comes to fruition, and we see these difficult times that correspond to the last days, it seems, as we see that emerging, it becomes increasingly difficult not to take matters into our own hands, so to speak. But when we do that, and that was part of what I was saying yesterday about how we control our environment. There is virtually no aspect of our environment that we don't control. We control it almost entirely. You know, the temperature and so on of our houses, for example. You know, if you take a shower, you control the temperature to, you know, the fraction of a degree of the water. And we become very sort of acclimated to that, you know, the world bent to our will, so to speak. And when you live in that kind of an environment, perhaps not realizing that that's not necessarily reality, so to speak, that the world doesn't revolve around us. We used to learn as children that the world doesn't revolve around us, but more and more in this society, as we've gone through the 20th century, the pleasure principle era, you know, Bernays and his uncle Sigmund Freud tapping into our latent desires and telling us that wants are tantamount to needs and so forth, we've been acclimated to and sort of grown accustomed to this idea that, well, a want must be a need, and the world should be bent to my will. Maybe the world does revolve around me. We're still getting that message, even though we've transitioned from the will to pleasure to the will to power. You can watch the commercials that tell you that the world should revolve around you, and you should get everything you want, which is, you know, a need anyway. It's not just a want, it's a need. And so in that society, it's easy to see how anybody could become impatient when things do not conform to their perspective or their will or their view of things and how things should be. And, you know, we don't suffer the way that we used to. We don't have the kind of patience that we used to. And so the point of all of this is to say, sure, I mean, I've read the end of the book, and I know maybe, like Pat said, and as John sort of echoed, maybe things won't get better. Maybe this is that moment where it's not just another lap around the track, but, you know, this is the final hurrah, and things won't get better until Jesus returns. However, I think this question is one that we should ask ourselves. It's certainly one that I ask myself more and more these days. Have I done everything I could possible to do, you know, what Jesus said, for example, in Matthew 5? Love your enemies. You've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command. Love your enemies. Have I done everything that I possibly could to honor that? Or are we sort of excusing ourselves far too often and maybe saying, well, you know, these are those difficult times that Paul was writing to Timothy about, that the last days bring along with them. And so do we excuse ourselves too often? You know, it's interesting. The choices that we make are, I don't know, if you're a Christian, the choices that you make are your opportunity to be identified with Christ. You know, it's all sort of on him, so to speak. You know, none come lest they're drawn. None, the Spirit draws us, the Holy Spirit draws us, so to speak. And you can't do anything apart from him anyway. However, there is that element of the choices that we get to make. And so you have to wonder, you know, are we doing everything we can? Sure, it seems this is a moment where, you know, those difficult times the last days bring along with them that Paul writes to Timothy about in 2 Timothy 3 seems to be that moment. However, I mean, I'll just be honest. I have not done everything that I possibly can to hold the line. And as Jesus said, you know, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And it seems to correspond to the discussion about accountability. And, you know, there's all kind of discussion about accountability these days. The way that I read the Bible, it's we are accountable only to one, to him, capital H. We're subject to one another, not accountable to one another. And so accountability groups and things like that, in my humble estimation, only get in the way of that. It's a man between another man and God, so to speak. When Jesus very clearly says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Why? So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? It's this issue of accountability. Let him work the results out. But we want to take matters into our own hands so that we can have justice exacted immediately. I mean, isn't that really kind of the truth? We're impatient. And it's easier said than done, I'll be the first to admit. Because the devil is masterful at creating these scenarios of playing us off against one another, whether it's, you know, bringing innocent children into the mix or what have you. The devil's masterful at that kind of thing. But the more we lean into this, you shall love your neighbor as your and hate. Jesus said, you have heard it said that it was You've heard it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The more that you lean into that, the more that you leave the consequences to him, and the more righteous and just and moral and noble we become, individually and as a society, which I think is where we were when de Tocqueville was writing Democracy in America. It was his observation anyway. That was the kind of thing that made us great, as I understand it. And so Jesus said, if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And I really honestly believe, like John was saying, that sort of echoes the sentiment that Martin Luther King was expressing, certainly toward the end of his life. Stick around, I'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel.
Welcome back. Blossom on the tree. We could just let that play. Anyway, final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, a lot of verses to sort of wrap things up. To Pat's point, you know, the discipline issue. Proverbs 13:24 is one, he who withholds his rod hates his son. That's an interesting concept. You look at Psalm 23, for example. Your rod and your staff, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why is that comforting? Well, if you understand how the shepherd uses the rod and the staff, then it's comforting in simple terms. But he who loves him, his son, Proverbs 13:24, disciplines him diligently. That's the NASB 95. And then Hebrews 12, you know, sort of deals with this. This is one of the passages, but, you know, before I get there, Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. That's an interesting concept. Hebrews 12. All discipline, I've mentioned this before, you know, backing up actually, for those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines and he scourges every son whom he receives, to Pat's point. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons, and what son is there whom his father does not discipline? And this is an interesting concept. Who was it? Many people have talked about, maybe I'll come back to this later, speaking of the civil rights movement and problems in the sort of societal breakdown, where is the center of the breakdown? And I would say it's around the nuclear family. So Hebrews 12:8, but if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. That's a really interesting concept that I've talked about before. I think it's there are very real world consequences to that. And so when you don't have a father in the home growing up, then there are consequences. And, you know, even folks like Candace Owens and Thomas Sowell and others have talked about how certain government programs have encouraged a single parent, you know, in single mom household. If I can get this guarantee, then I don't have to worry about. And so it sort of lends itself to that. Anyway, verse 11 in Hebrews 12 and verse 12 read, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful, yet to those who have been trained by it afterwards, it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble. So, you know, it's easy to get excited. And, well, there's more to say about that. I think I'll continue that tomorrow. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.